You don't need to be a Game of Thrones fan to be in awe at the TV shop's detailed props, CGI and general high production values. However, few people are aware that the workshop responsible for many of the ships visible in the series can be found right here in the landlocked Czech Republic. Tom McEncroe has more.
If you are wondering where some of Hollywood's biggest films and TV shows get their ships, look no further than the small Moravian town of Lipník nad Bečvou. There, a team led by Radim Zapletal had constructed ships for the Iron Fleet, Ragnar Lodbrok and Tristan and Isolde, known by fans around the world. He says his workshop really got going in 2012, when out of the blue he was asked to build some of the ships for the History Channel's Vikings TV show.
I was having a normal day, hammering away in my workshop, when suddenly I get a phone call. I don't speak any English, so I put the phone down. But then, half an hour later, they were already calling me again in Czech.
In his early years, Mr. Zapletal focused on historical weapon production, but then, in the late 1980s, he decided to take part in the 500th anniversary celebrations of Christopher Columbus's discovery of America. He did it in proper style, by building a replica ship from the explorer's fleet and wanting to sail it to the New World. The ship was built, but he never got to realise the dream of sailing it. However, his talent was noticed, and he was soon contacted by the Barrandov studio in Prague. The relatively cheap cost of shooting in the Czech Republic, coupled with its many historic towns and skilled film staff, meant that the country was chosen by many Hollywood productions who were shooting their films in the early 2000s. Radim Zapletal's ships started appearing in movies such as Van Helsing and The League of Extraordinary Gentlemen. But by 2012, business had slowed down in Barrandov, and Mr. Zapletal's team was out of work. The phone call from the Vikings TV series caught them at the perfect time. The shipwright set up his own workshop now, aptly named Columbus 92, and has built 30 ships and boats ever since. This includes a number of ships for the famous HBO Game of Thrones series. For a team that usually constructs historical vessels, he says that building ships for that show was quite different.
Game of Thrones is a fantasy show, so when it comes to the ships, these are always made according to the design of the artist. Due to the scale of the project, there are, of course, many people involved, which can sometimes lead to complications. Everyone wants to contribute their bit, but in the end, it has to float.
While there are only three of them, Columbus 92 are a productive team, sometimes constructing three ships in a space of 2 months. Asked about what is his favourite ship, he says he holds particular respect towards Viking ships due to their technologically brilliant design.